Gordy is going to actually speak a moment while I sit down and have a little bit of salad. Do you have any salad? Not yet. Tony can get some salad. I met a Japanese artist by the name of Noritoshi Hirakawa here in New York, and he really impressed me by his commitment to changing the world. More specifically, he was interested in changing the world through transformation and art. And he's involved with an incredible project to use art therapy to help the children of Fukushima in Japan who have gone through all sorts of nuclear nightmares. Now you would think if someone was going to help children that had suffered through horrible problems with nuclear energy, that the governments of the world would support him and applaud him and recognize him, and he will tell you tonight why recognition has been so difficult. But let me first give you your award, and then we want you to explain why the Japanese government and the United Nations and UNICEF haven't embraced you as much as they should, and why we do, because you're doing the right thing and you need to be recognized. So let me give you the award first. Whereas Mr. Hirakawa has created an organization called Today is the Day in 2013 in his native Hiroshima, which is of course the site of the world's first nuclear bomb, killing and sickening an untold number of children and adults, obviously. And whereas Today is the Day now has non-profit status, not only here in New York, but in Singapore and Switzerland, his organization offers art therapy treatments for trauma care to children ages 9 to 12 from Fukushima, which is 22 kilometers away from the nuclear plant there. In collaboration with Children Are Our Future in Tokyo, Rasal College of the Arts of Singapore, and here in New York, New York University, every summer since 2014. And again, this goes on and on and on with his accomplishments. I think he can tell us more about it than the certificate will. So let me present him this, and then he can tell you in his own words what he's up to.
Thank you very much for Jim for inviting inviting me also today's day for the special award for the NGO. And actually, 2013, I started the foundation together with many artwork people, including Lawrence Wiener, who is the artist in New York, together with David Loss, who is, was the Whitney Museum director. And Benicio del Toro, who is an actor from Hollywood. There's many artists, also the actors, singer or musicians they get there. And then we decided to make supporting children in Fukushima who are traumatic, all this trauma, they have very serious trauma. And there's no organization I found making the help or the care. So we decided to deal with the New York University MARP together with Lasalle College of Art, Singapore, and also Children Are Our Future in Japan. And the three international art therapy organizations put together decided to start having this program with the support of Singapore Red Cross. And as you might know, that the situation in Fukushima is very difficult, and that's why there is no government wanted to disclose what's happening right now in Japan. Not only Japanese government, international organizations are very much into the fear of what's going on in among children. So anyway, 75% of children in Fukushima, they have a thyroid abnormality. They are in the development of the cancer. There are 380,000 children who are having the same problem. As you might remember, what happened in 2011, March 11. So we decided to make this program to make it happen in Singapore. And in Singapore, we get quite good support from many organizations. Also, we're going to get support this year from Singapore International Foundation. But a big part of this is children are very much need for psychological support. Many children don't don't need to have material support like food or a house or clothes or something, then psychologically they have a very big scar in the mind. And so we decided to make this treatment for a long time. So we're making the fourth year this summer, and we're still working on expanding, trying to expand these activities. So we're our organization today's day in New York, which is 501c3. So US government also supporting us with recognition, high recognition of this program. But I also I propose, Jim, this program can be also useful for every children who have a trauma. So this is one of the few pilot program in the world dealing with the trauma in children. So we're trying to make a partnership with many humanitarian organizations in the world to associate making this trauma care through art therapy to become more popular. And that's one of the very big part of our visions, to make children to apply any, under any other circumstances, natural disaster, also the war, and many, like nuclear accident, all these children, they have a lot of help, but they don't have much of the access to be healed. So this art therapy promotion is very important for every children who need, psychological help. Anyway, so maybe if I start talking, I don't stop, so I'm going to stop this. But thank you very much for being here today, and I'm very pleased to speak before everyone. And if you have any interest about knowing art therapy, please talk to me, and I'm waiting for to. I'm very happy to answer any question. Number 17 is my table, the end of the room. It's next to the bathroom. Thank you.
Jim is not going to get any dinner at all, because we are now going to move on to our annual leadership awards. Everyone, we're so delighted that you came tonight to be part of this, but it's hard for some of us to hear over the conversations, and we really are here to honor people who make a difference and are stepping up for the world. So if you have something that you really want to discuss at length with one of your friends at the table, you're welcome to step outside. We are here as a meeting and as a joint support for each other, but we do hope that if you're remaining in the room and you're supporting the people that are being awarded, that you can keep the conversation to a minimum. Thank you so much.
So just in the last few months, I've met an incredible young man from Cameroon who was running an HIV education program in the capital there, and going to school, working on a master's degree. And he was an HIV educator talking to mostly gay and transgendered youth about HIV and AIDS. And the people in his neighborhood didn't like that, and he started to get death threats. And eventually the death threats became so severe that he decided to flee to the United States, basically to protect his own life. And he's arrived here virtually penniless and is starting from scratch. And when I met him, I was wondering, who is this guy? He seems to have a kind demeanor. And as I began to hear his story, it occurred to me that he's an incredible human being, and we should do everything we can to help uplift him. And so I encourage all of you here, if you speak English or French, to reach out to him because he really needs our community to embrace him and help him to make it in New York, because he can't go wrong, because he stood up for what he believed in. So Joel, if you will come up. Whereas Ghislaine Joel Concho was an HIV and AIDS educator working with lesbians, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the native country of Cameroon in Central Africa, where he was forced to confront homophobia and eventually flee into exile in the United States. And whereas he worked specifically as a peer educator for an organization called Cameroon Humanity First, located in its capital, educating LGBT people about sexual health. And whereas his accomplishments and ordeal as an activist and human rights defender, including insults, abuse, and even assaults, have been documented by local and international press, including an upcoming piece in the Huffington Post. And whereas despite precarious finances due to an estrangement from his family because of his sexual orientation, he worked as a master's degree student in business law at his university before he was forced to flee. He is a native French speaker who aspires to attend the Borough of Manhattan Community College to increase the fluency of his English so that he may continue his graduate work in business law and human rights advocacy. Be it known to all gathered here and connected around the world that the James J. Luce Foundation hereby confers all honors and salutations in Ghislaine Joel Concho as our 2017 Honorable Mention Awardee at the 17th Annual Leadership Reception held at the National Arts Club on Gramercy Park in New York City this Thursday, April 13th, 2017.
Joy. Bonsoir à tous.
Good evening.
Je suis très ravi, je suis très content d'avoir été honoré ce soir. Jamais j'aurais su que ce que j'ai enduré toute ma vie aurait été récompensé.
Oui. Very happy to be here tonight, and he never thought in his own life that he would be honored one evening like this.
Ce que je voudrais aussi dire, c'est que j'ai été activiste pendant 6 ans au Cameroun. Contre vents et marées, je croyais à ce que tout le monde a droit au même droit au Cameroun. C'est pas le cas. Au Cameroun, c'est puni finalement d'être homosexuel. Mais je me suis donné corps et âme afin de valoriser la communauté LGBT. Et
thank you. He never thought that he would be here honored. He was very surprised that to be honored being from Cameroon, where the LGBT community is almost persecuted.
Et ce que je voudrais dire aussi, c'est que je pense que dans la vie, c'est l'amour qui prime.
In life, love prevails.
Je pense que pour moi dans la vie, c'est de se respecter les uns et les autres et de voir que les autres, quand deux êtres s'aiment, c'est le plus, je pense que c'est la plus belle chose au monde.
The most important in life is respect, and if two human beings love each other, this is the most important things in life.
Merci beaucoup, vraiment, je tremble et mon moment que j'aurais jamais su, même dans mes rêves, que je pourrais avoir cette récompense ou à New York, aux États-Unis, auprès de milliers de personnes.
I am trembling, I had a thought that I would be honored like this, and I want to thank you very, very much.
Et je voudrais finir en disant que merci beaucoup pour tout ce que vous faites pour les personnes qui sont dans la souffrance.
And thank you very much. I want to say, really, thank you very much for all what you do for people in suffering.
Parce que Dieu vous a donné et vous faites reconnaissant en aidant les autres. Et en aidant les autres, vous existez dans ce monde.
By helping others, you help yourself and you help improving the world.
So, Ambassador Dubois, you speak French very well, and your English is impeccable. It's impressive. I guess that's what being an ambassador to the United Nations does for you, sir. Next is a woman from Tibet, who is one of my son's best friends, and has been coming into my home. Joelle is someone I've met in the last 10 weeks. This is a woman that has been part of our family for the last 10 years. So Kay, where are you? There she is. So her name really is not Kay, it is Sewang Diamo. She's studying, I wrote down at the Borough Manan Community College, but that's where you were, you're now at Borough, right? We'll change that. She is just an awesome person, that's all. She has been with us volunteering for years and years and years. She got dragged along simply because my son was told to bring his friends. But she's been with us, and I've heard her story, and she has put up with a lot of the there are not a lot of lesbians in the Tibetan community, and it's kind of a hard place to be. And she has been herself, and she's told her community to leave her alone and to jump off the bridge. And she just impresses me with how strong she is. She's just an absolutely beautiful person.
I'm very happy to be here, and I'm happy that everybody came. I'm usually a very shy person, so I'm not very good in speeches, and I hope I can help more people in the future. I've been helping since I was working with them. I've met so many different people. I find inspiration in everyone, and I hope I can get to meet more people and help with these amazing people, the young world leaders. I thank all of you for being here. Thank you.
We're going to have a video presentation on the J. Luce Experience Hellas, which is sponsored and supported by Georgia Nomikos. And this is June 16, 2017.
So first the video, and then we'll hear some words from one of our board members, Georgia Nomikos, who is also an incredibly amazing force in New York City's world. But first the video.